Hello and good evening. It is Wednesday, the 7th of February in the evening, and we're going to take a look and analyze Friday's horse racing card from Maidan, UAE, which is a turf and dirt combined card. Basically, it's one of those Saturday cards, and there is two quite decent races, but most of the races are those Saturday. Remember when they used to have Thursday Maidan and the Saturday Maidan? Well, this is one of those Saturday type cards where the races are just slightly lower class than the main carnival cards. First of all, it's the Arab race, and as usual, I just take a quick look at the Arab race and get ready for the numbers to write down for your exotics in race one. If you look on the Emirates website, emiratesracing.com, you'll see that it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a 9 race card on the Emirates website, and we start off as usual with the purebred Arabian horse race, and the numbers are, write these down, 12, 2, 13 and 14. Those were the four I picked on top, and I thought it's either 12 or 2 on top, I wasn't sure, but those are my four numbers for the purebred Arabian race. Right, now if you're starting with the Maidan racing proper, if you're watching the racing post, this will be the first race in the racing post, and then the Greenwich Mean Time, that's UK time, European time, it's 2:05 it starts. Obviously it's 4 hours, they're 4 hours ahead in the UAE, so it'll be around 6:05 in the UAE. And we'll start off with race one, which is the Dubai AutoZone, presented by DP World. It's a maiden turf race for 3-year-olds and older. One Algernon, third run from break, 88, good. Similar form at 1 mile and 10 furlongs, chance. Number two, Al Pasta, decent pedigree, possibly needs to cut back in trip on the pedigree, I thought. It was sort of a lot of speed there on the top and the bottom. So I thought this distance of, you know, a mile might just not suit for first run. Number five, I've obviously left out 2 and 3. I didn't think they had much of a chance, but if they win, I apologize. I'm not going through every single horse, but I'll go through as many as I can that I think have a chance. And it's a lot. Number five is hold on, some of these names I spelled. Benzema, Abu Dhabi form can translate here with connections. Each way claims I've got him on 79, and that's a gelding, so it's a horse. Number six, Chef de Partey, 88 Maidan, February 24 Maidan form, puts horse right there with a chance. Obviously, these are this is my analyst, so you have no right to copy my analyst on any publications or anything like that. I have sole rights to this analyst that I wrote. Nobody else wrote. It's all my analyst, so. You cannot copy it, you're not allowed to copy it and put it on outside publications without my prior knowledge or, you know, asking me if you can do it. Number seven is another name I can't pronounce. Dahis, is it Dahis or Dahis? 77 Maidan, 6 furlong, has patches of form on dirt and grass. If conditioned for the best run, could surprise. Yeah, I thought I sort of profiled these connections. They can sort of get one of these types to pop up at decent prices. Number eight, Dark Candy. I thought this one had a chance. 80 plus Maidan. Cuts back, could be dangerous from the front. He did sort of fade away last time, but I think this run, that run would have put him spot on for the day. Number 9, S-Aj, spelled E-S-A-J. Cuts back 2 furlongs, ran well here, over 10 furlongs. I've got him on 89 to 93 on the dirt here. And number 14, 62, Special Cigar. Let me take a look at that one. Yeah, Special Cigar can improve and cause a shock at some point in the career. I thought it'd shown enough. And they might just put him on dirt, you know, at Jebel Ali. I'll watch this horse, Special Cigar, because he's only a 5-year-old. And he's only had 4 runs, and he's a type. The pedigree is all right. It's not bred for dirt, really, but this trainer can get them to go on the dirt at Jebel Ali. Number 15, Yas. Not a bad pedigree, I thought. I definitely thought that had a chance. It had 1 run at Abu Dhabi. It was way down the field, but you know, I wouldn't worry about that. Not a lot of these type of horses run, you know, run low profile on the first run. Number 16, Condor Passer, drawn 5, decent horse as well. 96, I've got him made on 6 furlong, steps up 2 furlong, and looks a player if he stays a trip. Now, I really thought this Condor Passer could have won this race, but I was really struggling to see how he could get this trip on the pedigree. It's a lot of speed in it, but he does look like he can stay. He got beat off Al Orbed the last time here, over 6, and he was sticking to the task well, but is that enough to sort of get him to stay the trip? I don't know. I put him on the bottom, but I won't be surprised if he wins, because I think he is a decent horse, and I'm struggling to see why they went to a mile. And it quite intrigues me why they went to a mile. Maybe he's shown something at home that he can stay this mile. And if he does, I would you've got to include him in your bets. So I have went 9. That's S-Aj to win. Then I went for 6, Chef de Party. And then on the bottom, I put 8 and 16. But as I say, I think S-Aj could possibly win. And come to think of it, Condor Passer does stay. He could be the danger, you know. But with me not sure about him staying, I put him on the bottom. And that's the only thing I put that Condor Passer on the bottom for, is because I'm just not sure. And his pedigree is not crying out for the mile, you know. So what can you do? I won't be surprised if he wins, put it that way. Right, we'll move on to race 3. This is the 2:40 in the UK time, 6:40 in the UAE. It's a 7 furlong Wee One presented by DP World Conditions Race, and it's on the dirt. Number 1, Autobahn, Argentinian winner on dirt. Looks classy, but has a lot of weight. 9 stone 10, because he's actually even though he's birthday's in August, he's not a northern pedigree horse, so you can get northern pedigree horses bred in August, and them are very late foals. I mean, they're the latest foals you can get in our breeding system, and if they're bred in August, they're probably no use, you know. You won't run them till they're like 5 or 6 of the, you know, because they just haven't got a clue with that. I don't know why, they're just clueless when they're born in August. But if they're born in August in the southern hemisphere, that's like being born in January. Early breds in our, you know, northern hemisphere. So he was born in August, but he's actually a southern hemisphere bred horse, so he's basically a 4-year-old, so to say. So he's a year older than our horse as well, 6 months practically. That's what they say. They're breeding 6 months ahead of ours, so their 2-year-olds are bred 6 months before ours. They start off in August right up until November, and December. So when you look at October and November breds, there's 2 year, Southern Hemisphere 2 year olds, that's normally the months they go for, they win first time out sort of thing. August, September, October, November, them are the 4 months you look at in Southern Hemisphere for first time out winners. And obviously, when you're looking in the 2 year olds in the UK, January, February, I would say right up till March. April, May, I don't even entertain them horses. Some trainers can get those type of horses to win first time out, but I just usually don't entertain horses that are foaled in April or May for first time out winners. I just completely blank them. Even though some do win by certain trainers who can get them ready, and they do them trials, you know. So that's the only reason they start winning it when they're bred. You know, their birth date is past March, January, February, March. So just look at January, February, March for first time out horses in August, September, October, November, because it's a different in the Southern Hemisphere. November is quite an important month, and a lot of them do win first time out when they're bred in November. Just something you can think about there. Right, with number two, Thunder Blue, we're back to this race. Number two, Thunder Blue, 100 all weather, turf bred, probably a day out for the connections, Ammo Racing, but you never know with them, they surprise you. Three, Destructive, ran well first try on dirt, 99, very decent indeed. And I wouldn't expect this Michael Bell to have a dirt horse, would you? By more than ready out of Carolina Beach. Giants Causeway is the dam sire, and you've got to pay attention to the dam sires, and that's another thing about breeding, and I'll go into that because when they're up to 2 years of age, just look at the dam, the grand dam and the great grand dam, and that brings in the dam sires. So the dam sires are very, very important in a 2 year old up until basically it's 3 years of age. And when they're three and over, that's when the sort of the male genes, you know, the stallion genes start coming into the horses. Even though that's my thesis and that's my argument for breeding. A lot of people might disagree with it, you know, breeders and stuff like that. It's just what I found over the many, many years I've been doing it. So Destructive, I thought, was a very, very decent go first time out on the dirt. Can he do it again? Obviously, I think so. And I have got Destructive to win. But let's go further down the card. Number five is Falcon of Arabia. No, number four, Falcon of Arabia. Black type, the dam was black type placed. The nicking stats, I had a look at them. They were quite ordinary. Family of Falcon of Arabia, bred with all of these horses mixed in, that Space Down, Law Party, Megaleodoro, basically with a dam bred with others. The nicking stats are quite ordinary, but you know, it's quite a decent pedigree, you know, with sort of Space Down and Megaleodoro is the dam sire, but and the dam was black type place but didn't win. So it's, you know, it's all right for this type of race, I thought. Definitely interesting. So just look at the betting, I would say, for that number four, Falcon of Arabia. See what the betting says. Number five is Key of Luck. Needs to improve on form, I had written down here. Six Pure Ambition, 60 Jebel Ali. Can improve on current form. Definitely with those connections. Number seven, Redan, third of seven in a trial at Maydam, 100,000 metres. Dam, a listed winner. I've had a good look at the pedigree. Quite a decent horse. I should have included that one as well, but I didn't. I just thought there was three better than that. But I wouldn't be surprised. Good family. Nicking stats on data I collected are quite good as well for that Redan. So it's definitely a runner. First time out, so I would watch the betting on that one as well. I would definitely put a little mark with Redan for later races. Just watch what it does today. I thought it might not win or come in the place, but it might be given a good, good blowout. But I think it could be interesting for another day, that number 7, Redan. Definitely on the pedigree. Number 8, Where's the Wire? 87, possible one that can transfer Jebel Ali run, which has been upgraded. Yeah, the Jebel Ali form's definitely been upgraded. Second to Turgeman. So I thought he was definitely interesting today. So the numbers, I went for 3. That's Destructive, Safi Osborne and Michael Bell to win. Then I went for the Danger is number 8. Where's the Wire? Thought that run is very much interesting at Jebel Ali, if the form can be transferred to this track, which was the problem. But I do like the connections, and they can do that with these horses. They can transfer from Jebel Ali to Abu Dhabi and Maidan and stuff like this, Sharjah and say places like that. So that's why I took him. I thought the form will be transferred to this track, which is not the case everywhere, every time. And number 1, I thought Autobahn, even though he's got a big weight, I thought it was a very, very interesting type of horse for being Argentinian, because I do respect the Argentinian dirt pedigrees quite a lot. Race number 4, that's on the turf. The 1 mile Dubai Trade, presented by DP World. It's a handicap 60-85, and this is going off at 3:15. That's 7:15 UAE time. Number 1 Aswan, 83. Legend of Cannes, best run on dirt. Perfect Love has form to go well. Silent Defense, number 4, 85 each way claims. Number 9 Mostawa, I thought he had the best chance because we're back on turf in this type of race. Not that, you know, it's not a high class race, it's just a medium handicap. I thought Mostawa cuts back, could play hard to catch me if you can. Form looks very good in this context. Number 10 Mountbatten can improve and go well. Number 13 Almaroom, 90 dirt, could pose problems if taken to the turf, transferring from the dirt. 16 Wild Tiger, I had him at 92. 18 Cahill, 82, could surprise on profile. Right, why have I said that? 18 could surprise on profile, yeah, definitely. The connections, I just looked at the trainer and connections. I've got him profiled as being a dangerous sort, especially when they're big prices. So we go for the numbers here is 9, Mostawa to win. Then I went for 13, 1, 4, and 18. That's my top 5 in that race. Race 5, 10 furlongs on dirt. That's a 3:50, that's 7:50 in Maidan time, UAE. It's the 1 mile 2 furlong Jebel Ali free zone Jafsa, presented by DP World Handicap, and it's 85-105. The winner, £26,923, and that's probably what, 200,000 dirham. Right, so what have I done in this race? Have I just went for numbers? Have I done analysts? Get me a look. Adjust Fiscal, 108, best recent 83-93. Number 2, Aldous Huxley, 113, turf bred, 113. Number 3, Non-Runner. Number 4, Simjan Gua Godong, 93, Maidan, improving on the track, not impossible. Number 5, Sanad Libya, 111, course and distance, chance on form. Number 6, Course Soldier, 406 course and distance, looking for a fast pace. He does come from behind this horse and needs a real strong pace. Number 7, Street Mood, has formed a run well here. Number 8, Never Weakness, 109, improving. He's still in his peak cycle. He's won his last 2 races and looked very good. I thought it's quite hard to get these horses to win back to back, but he looked even better last time when he won Never Weakness, and he must be in the fantastic form of his life to win like that. And he didn't look like he was stopping last time, so he looks like he's going to be very hard to beat. Number 9, Sifting Sands, needs to improve 80 on dirt. Number 10, Al Jadaf, 111, could use pace to lead. Stretching out 2 furlongs, first attempt at 10 furlongs, ought to know what's going to happen. Number 11, La Resh, 107, stays on late, each way sort. So give me the numbers here. I went for 8 to beat 10, Al Jadaf. I thought Al Jadaf could pose the most problems to Never Weakness. I think if Never Weakness is he's going to be broken, it's going to be by this Al Jadaf. So I've got 8 and 10, 6, 11 and 1. Why have I got 800 exotics? 5, 7, 8, 10. I don't know why I've done that. That must be the 8. Oh, this was a race the other night I was doing. Sorry, I wrote it down on this page. Nothing to do. I've done it at TriCast at one of those all-weather meetings. I think I got it in. The winner was 28 to 1, I'm sure. It was last night at Kempton. I jumped something sands. It won a 28 to 1. And I had the second and the fourth for the TriCast. I just missed out, but I did back the winner, 28 to 1. Yeah, I can remember now, so count that out. It means nothing. So actually in race 5, we've got 8, 10, 6, 11, 1. But basically 8 and 10. Or if you want to try your luck and get this Never Weakness beat, it'll be number 10, Al Jadaf. That was my danger, I thought. We're back on the turf, race 6. That's 425, 825 UAE. 425 UK, Europe, GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. Starlust, 121. Form of set and front and could be underrated. Definitely under. That race, I think it's well worth more points. Merit ratings. Number 2, Myconian, 96, ran in a good race latest, but he hasn't got the numbers, I didn't think, to win. Number 3, Bombay Bazaar, 105, listed type sprinter, definitely. Could he win here? I suppose he could, yes. Does need to improve a little bit, but he still looks that sort of improving sort, doesn't he? I don't know if it's a he or a she. Give me a look. Bombay Bazaar. Number 3. Doesn't say here what's going on, normally says. Right, forget about it. Number 4, Chandy, 94, ran well in a lesser class. Number 5, Great Truth, needed last race. 114 plus minute a day, danger to the favourite, I thought, Great Truth. Number 6, Rassas, better on dirt. Number 7, Salvuki, 108, maybe needed the last run, so probably dangerous today. Number 8, 119, 7 questions, plays claims, what's the market's late? Why did I say that? Let's have a look. That's number 8. 7 questions, that was because I've got the profile in on that one. So what's the market's late on this 7 questions? And he has got the form, Star of Mystery, 5.5 length. Definitely got the form to go close in this race. Number 9, Zulu Chief, needs more. Number 10, Forest of Dawn, 112. Possibilities each way. So I went for number 1, Starlust. Beaten 1 length by Star of Mystery. I think that's really, really, really good form in this context of this race. Then I went for number 5, Great Truth, to come second, or possibly good enough to win to beat Starlust. Don't know, but definitely going to be there and thereabouts. Then I've got number 8, 7 questions. Got to include this one. And then on the bottom, I've got Forest at Dawn. on possibilities each way. So my main three were 1, 5 and 8. I thought it was between those three. Right, we go to the next race. This is a 5 o'clock at Maidan. Race 7. Right, I've just went for the numbers here. I think this is one of the best races of the day. The winner collects 38,000. It's a 1.5 mile race. The Varzibard Handicap presented by DP World. Basically, I went for 5, 4, 3 and 2. So 5 is Al Nafir, Mikhail Barcelona, Charlie Appleby. I thought he could just get ahead of his stablemate. And then you've got 2 Simon and Ed Christopher's horses in there. And I think those are the 4. Well, Charlie Attleby, Simon Ed Christopher. I mean, they're just streets ahead on training. Beautiful, clean horses as well. They last a long time. You can train them until they're whenever, 10 year olds, most likely. Obviously, they'll probably run to late 8 or something and still carry the form. But they're lovely, lovely, brilliantly trained, clean horses, which is absolutely great for the racing. So I went for 5, 4, 3 and 2 in this race. Didn't need to really go through analysts because I thought this quartet was the best 4 in the race. You've just got to decide yourself which one you want to take. Do you want to take Charlie Appleby's ridden by, you know, William Buick, or do you want to take the one by Barcelona? I don't think he knows himself. Do you know that? I think they're probably running equally upside each other on the training facility. I think they're probably running upside each other, and he doesn't know himself. This is the truth. People think they know this. They probably have an inkling, but I don't think they know. And Mikhail Barcelona is one of my favourite jockeys at Maidan. So obviously William Buick's one of the world class jockeys as well, but I do like Mikhail Barcelona. And also I like Conor Beardsley, I like Hector Crouch, I like Adrie De Vries, I like who else do I like? Jim Crowley. Oh yes, I think he's one of the best in the world. Just give him the right horse and he'll win on for you. So I thought it was between that quartet. 5, 4, 3 and 2, that's race 7. And that's one of the best races of the day. We're moving on to race 8. 6 furlongs. And what is this race? 5:35. It's a 6 furlongs DP World Logistics GCC presented by DP World Handicapped, and we're back on the dirt. Right, I'll just go through the ones I thought had a chance. Started number 3, Mr. Cafu, 97 in current peak cycle, hard to beat. Number 4, Desert Safari, 94 Maidan, 7 furlongs, steady season. Peak cycle drawing closer, cuts back 1 furlong, but has the pace to cope. I thought the danger to Mr. Cafu today, who's like on a peak cycle along with that other horse I mentioned before. What was it? That's 1-2 races. Well, you know, you'll know what I mean, which one. He's also won his last 2 races. And again, it's very difficult to win 3 on the trot here, especially on the dirt. So I thought Desert Safari was sort of peaking at the right time last time. And I think he could get ahead of Mr. Cafu today, but don't rule Mr. Cafu out. He's in an absolute peak form of his life, and it's going to be hard to beat. But I thought if just depending on the price, if it was worth it, you could do one of those insurance bets on Desert Safari cover, you know, the cover insurance. So if you take 3 places or 2 places and he comes second or third, you get your stake money back. Or you could play one of those top 3 places bets on the pro market, and if he gets in the top 3, you're guaranteed a win. But they give you ridiculously odds on prices, which are bets. If I was going to really go in with a lot of money, then you'd probably think about those bets more. Number 5, Al Arbad, running well. at both Maidan and Jebel Ali. Decent, very decent horse. Number 6, Many a Star, ran surprisingly well, switched to dirt, faded late but will strip fit at the day, definitely got a chance. Number 7, Border's Edge, 95 Maidan, winner simple, similar class, looks to repeat. So I went for here, I went for this race, I went for 4-3. That's Desert Safari, a bit Mr. Cafu, but if you want to go for Mr. Cafu, you go for Mr. Cafu, if your angle is better than mine. So went for 4-3, 6-5, 7. And actually, we could get shocked in this race, because 6, 5, and 7, they're not out of this race whatsoever. You know, it's not just between Desert Safari and Mr. Cafu. You've got three very, very strong dangers. That's Border's Edge, Many a Star, and Al Arbad in this race. So it makes for an absolutely fantastic race, and it should be competitive betting and not stupid odds on in short prices. Mr. Cafu should be 2-1. I would definitely give you 2-1 for Mr. Cafu, because I think, for one reason, he's in his peak form cycle, yes, and he could win, but you've got Desert Safari absolutely starting to peak now, right? And no two horses run the same race, right? That's why you get a lot of these horses that you think is going to win because they run great last time, right? But they don't necessarily have the ability to carry that form. They can win one good race and then have to be rested, and they come out for a sort of another prep race, and then then it's better to back them the race after. They 9 times out of 10 are much 3 times the odds and they'll win. Because they kind of, if they run a really strong race on, they just got beat, that means they ran hard, you know, and they need a rest. And some horses can't take it, and some horses can't. Many horses can't take that regime. They have to be rested. But some horses, like Mr. Cafu, they can keep going when they're in a peak cycle. But eventually, they're going to get tired, you know, sort of thing. So, you know, I wouldn't use that. That's one of the reasons that people go to the workhouse, by looking at past runs. Obviously, you use that form as a guide, right? Yeah, but a lot of the time, those great runs, when they really ran hard and were set and got beat, you think they're going to win next time out. Sometimes they do if they can handle the training regime, but a lot of times they don't. And then, you know, when you've done your money, they'll come out next time and win at 3 times the odds, and you're absolutely gutted. It's not because they try to push one over on you. It's just because the horse kind of take the training regime. And people don't understand it. I've tried to tell you a million times. So that's why you've always got to be guarded. So that's why I went for this Desert Safari, because he is starting to peak, right? And Mr. Cafu has had 2 brilliant races and still in his peak cycle. But late on, Desert Safari could get him. And then you've got 3 other horses in that race that's really strong, and they'll be right there with them other two, right there. Any cracks in Desert Safari, Mr. Cafu, and you're talking Border's Edge, Many a Star, or Al Arbad will come and get them. That's what you're talking. Because they all got brilliant jockeys on you as well, and they all love this track. They're used to this track, so they know every, you know, bit of the dirt. Right, race 9, the final race, is Kefaf, number 399. Run style finds trouble late on, which what happened the last time when I tipped it. But obviously got a chance here. But, you know, this is exactly the case in point. We think this Kefaf's going to win for us tomorrow. I would not be so sure. Because he should have won last time, and that's when he was at his peak. Right, he should have won by 3 lengths. But he was given an awful, god-awful ride, and ran straight into the back of other horses by one of the best jockeys in the world. But he just didn't, he wasn't used to riding on this track. That's the whole problem. Obviously got his normal jockey back on today, Ben Cohen, but the trainer now has to retrain the horse and get him as fit and bouncing in condition, peak condition, as it was last time. And that is the hardest thing to do, because horses aren't like that. They can't do that. The best way to describe it is, you go out to the Hollenden Barrett, and buy a bottle of B12 vitamins, B12, right? Go and take 2 of those B12 vitamins in the morning, right? And at night time, you'll be running around the block. I guarantee you, You'll be running around the block doing 3 or 4 laps just because you've got so much energy, right? Now, you wouldn't be able to do that on a normal night. You've been to work, you've done loads of writing or speaking or whatever, or grafting, like, you know, proper grafting, and you're knackered and you just want to go to sleep. But if you take a couple of B12s from holding the bar, you won't be wanting to go to sleep. You'll be wanting to go back to work or run around the block. Well, when you get that feeling, you can feel it naturally. It'll just, that is how the horse feels. Now, when the horse runs the next time, he's feeling knackered, like he's done loads of work. And he just can't, you know, he needs them B12 vitamins back to make him more like he was the last time. And that's how the horse cycle, you know, they prep the horse into a cycle like that. It's all that training, and it gets all of those chemicals in the horse's body, you know, it releases all the endorphins and chemicals, all that training, so that absolutely lungs are in perfect shape, and, you know, all that B12 is going to the body and making them absolutely fit as anything. But when, after the race, they're feeling tired and lethargic, and you've got to do it all over again, sort of thing. So that's why I thought Kefaf was a danger, was one of those cliff horses that could get us in trouble. So definitely 2 question marks over Kefaf. I thought number 2, Juanes, could win the race. He also needs held up, but I think Jim Crowley is a superb jockey from behind. I think he'll come wide late on and just get them late. Number 1, Stormy Ocean. Number 5, Intricacy. Number 10, Law of Nature. And number 8, Eye on the Prize. I thought all of those had a chance. But I thought Juanes, number 2, would be the one there. Now, discuss form. Horses never run the same race twice. This is the end of the discussion. Just depends on the horse, if the horse had hard races. And actually, I've already discussed this with you just previously. And that was the end discussion for us to learn. Discuss the form of a horse. Now, a lot of interviewers and trainers, and you know, those guys, analysts on the TV and stuff, they always think that the horse is going to win because it ran great last time. Now, I'm not saying they don't win, a lot of them do, but it just depends on what type of horse you've got, what type of trainer it is. Is the trainer profile that you can get these horses to win constantly? Because some trainers can get them to win all the time. It's their training method, you know. They've got different training methods, they've got trained at different facilities, and they get on the gallops like the, you know, so if you want, you've got to wait till you get your horses on the gallops. If you same in Lambourne, you've got to wait. Some of them in Lambourne, like Charlie Johnson, he's got his own gallop, you know, so and it's uphill, so he can get them horses training every single day. And when they're all in peak form together, it's because they're getting all them vitamins and chemicals running into their body, not their own, that they manufacture. They're not illegal ones, but they manufacture them inside your own body when you're training. All the endorphins running through your system, making you absolutely fit as anything, and you're raring to go. Nothing can stop you because you've got that extra lung power. So when a horse runs a hard race and it's second, but it's an eye catcher, it does not necessarily mean that is one of the biggest ways you can lose your money, is by looking at form, because a horse is not going to run the same race twice. And that was the discussion. I thought I'll leave you with that and always remember it. And that is the end of today's broadcast. I'll be back for Jebel Ali tomorrow. And that's UAE, Maidan Racing Done. And this is the Flat Racing Guru, Stefano Notti, signing out.